Andy Piston, Fish and Game's Southeast Region Pink and Chum Salmon Project Leader, says the department is forecasting a harvest of 55 million pinks in 2011.
Which is above the 10-year average. The last 10 years we've averaged about 40 million pink salmon. And it's pretty close to average for the last five odd years. So it's looking like it should be a real good season next year.
This year's harvest was just over 23 million humpies. Fish and Game uses two factors to produce its forecast: the trends of prior year's harvest, as well as trawl surveys of juvenile salmon conducted in Chatham and Icy Straits by NOAA Fisheries Auk Bay Lab. Those two factors essentially estimate the number of pinks returning to spawn, as well as the survival of the offspring of those spawning pinks. Piston says the forecast was bumped up this year because of the juvenile salmon data.
If you go back to the parent year escapement in 2009, we had good escapements, and they were well spread throughout the region. And so our forecast, just based on the trend, was pretty good. It was about 46 million. And then when we looked at the trawl data, they had it appears those fish had really good freshwater and early marine survival. And so by using their trawl data, we upped the forecast to about 55 million fish.
It's the fifth year Fish and Game has used the NOAA Fisheries Salmon Fry information to adjust its forecast. Piston says the trawl surveys help detect early survival rates when salmon mortality is highest. Fish and Game has also gone back and applied trawl data from prior years to its old forecasts. And Piston says the NOAA Fisheries Survey helps push the state pink salmon forecast in the right direction.
You know, for a forecast to be useful, it has to be able to predict a surprise. Like if you have an unusually high or low return of fish, and using this information, it seems to be useful for at least adjusting the forecast in the right direction. If there's going to be, you know, if you have extremely poor early marine survival, using this information, it kind of picks some of that up.
Pink salmon are primarily caught by the region's purse seine fleet. The department manages the seine fishery in season based on escapement surveys and catches. Fish and Game plans to meet with the region's purse seine task force in Petersburg November 30th to discuss the forecast as well as next year's fishery. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.